Yeah, this is true. The book of Romans does apply to us. Yeah, no, just not 9, 10, and 11. I mean, 9, 10, and 11 are specifically written about the nation Israel.
Right.
So you have to understand that. 9, 10, and 11, you can get in big trouble if you go to chapter 11 and think that he's talking about you personally. That the Apostle Paul is talking about you personally. He's not. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender. Romans 11 is national. Actually, Romans 9, 10, and 11 is national. He's dealt with the individual. Paul has Romans 1 through 8, individual salvation, and now 9, 10, and 11 is talking about the case of Israel as a nation. Need to keep that in mind so you don't lose your mind here in chapter 11. We're going to get to that verse today. We're in verse 16. Oh, man, we had a visit from Cindy McCoy this weekend. Y'all know Cindy McCoy, right? She and I, she lives in New York City, and she and I do the hangouts. We do the hangouts because we're going to do more of them. But we filmed a Crack of Dawn report with Cindy, me, and Nathan Pilkington, and the rest of the gang was in on the filming. I wrote the script and directed it, and Aaron Locker shot it. Great camera work. It was an amazing story. I'm going to tell you about it sometime. I'm going to try to get this video cut into you on Saturday. I mean, I'm going to do it. It's going to be a lot of work, but we had a lot of fun making this and some crazy adventures. I'll tell you about that. Tried to get Cindy into the studio here to do a show, an audio show with me, but we were so exhausted filming all day on Saturday that we never got here, and she left early Sunday morning. But we had a great time. So again, our house is open to anybody who wants to visit. Go to fellowshipin.com. Look at the calendar. Make yourself at home here. Steve and Laura Johnston are going to be here this week, and we're sure looking forward to seeing them. So we're back in Romans. We're in chapter 11, verse 16. Now, if the first fruit is holy, the kneading is also. And if the root is holy, the boughs are also. Now, but listen to this. Here's the scary part. Now, if some of the boughs are broken out, some of the boughs are broken out of the tree, yet you, being a wild olive, are grafted among them and become joint participant of the root and fatness of the olive, be not vaunting over the boughs. Yet if you are vaunting, you are not bearing the root, but the root you. All right, this is a really tough passage. I acknowledge that. This is speaking nationally. We're looking at Israel coming into the kingdom. Some of the boughs are broken out. Israel did not maintain her place as leader of the world. Now, I'm going to read the comments of A.E. Nock from the Concordant Commentary on the New Testament about this olive branch deal here. Apparently, A.E. Nock cultivated trees, and he knows a lot about this, so I'm just going to shut up and let him speak. Listen to this. It's a remarkable fact, generally unknown, that a very old olive tree, no longer capable of bearing, may be rejuvenated by a wild graft. Okay, I don't know anything about wild graft, so listen up. I'm learning here with you from A.E. Nock. This has been done only in those Mediterranean countries where the olive has been cultivated for many centuries. Israel is the old olive tree, which becomes almost incapable of bearing the olives from which the light-giving oil was obtained. Some of the branches were broken out and the nations were grafted in. Not individual people, but nations were grafted in. And through living contact with its root became God's testimony in the earth. See, Israel, this is my commentary now, Israel is supposed to be the head of the earth, but she, because of disobedience, was put aside, and now the nations are taking the place that Israel should be taking. And in a sense, they're taking the place of Israel, just as in the Garden of Eden, the angel guarded the tree of life. Adam was supposed to be in charge of that garden, but the garden was taken from him, and it was given to a celestial messenger. Okay, same thing going on here. Israel's supposed to be light bearers on the earth. They're not. So now that place has been taken, usurped, we might say, by the nations. Some of the branches were broken out and the nations were grafted in. And through living contact with its root, isn't that interesting? The rulers of the world today, especially in Christian nations, the powerhouses of the West, they're using the Ten Commandments as their marching orders. Well, the Ten Commandments does have its root in Israel's history, doesn't it? Interesting. They become, back to Enoch, they become God's testimony in the earth. The light of God is now no longer with Israel. Vows were broken off, but with the nations. But all the light is derived from the scriptures which came through Israel. Any light that anyone has, as far as government goes, as far as leading other people on this earth, comes from the scriptures which were held by Israel. Apart from the sacred scrolls, the nations shed no light. Did you hear that? Apart from the sacred scrolls, even the nations shed no light. The apostle is dealing with Israel and the nations, not individuals. No individual believer will be broken out of the olive tree. That's what's so important for you to realize here. No individual believer will be broken out of the olive tree. The nations, however, as such, no longer believe and are due to be cut out of the olive tree. So the nations are temporarily steering this earth, but they're about to be cut out. And the natural boughs are going to take their rightful place as the head of the world. Jehovah, back to Enoch, Jehovah is already gathering Israel back to their land with a view of once more grafting them into their own olive tree. And Enoch wrote this, I think, around 1930 or so, 35, I don't know, maybe 40, who knows. Nothing shows the blindness of Christendom more than their severe denunciation of faithless Israel. Yet, they are following precisely the same course and have not the slightest idea that God will deal with them as he did with Israel. Those nations which are vaunting themselves over Israel, well, God is going to cast them out. And it's not going to be so hard because they're grafted. You see, the nations running the world now have been grafted on. And so it's not that hard to take something that doesn't naturally belong, but is being supported by the root, which is Israel, to take that out. How much more natural will it be to bring Israel back? Let's go down to verse 24 of Romans 11. For if you were hewn out of an olive, wild by nature, and beside nature are grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much rather shall these who are in accord with nature be grafted into their own olive tree? You see the point there? I know it's convoluted, and we can't think this way very often, but Israel is the natural olive tree. It's natural for them to run the earth. They screwed up. Nations were put in their place, grafted on to the root of the olive tree, if you will, because they're still using the scriptures. They're still getting light from the scriptures. But the nations shouldn't vaunt, the nations, not individuals, the nations shouldn't vaunt themselves high and haughty over Israel, because God can easily do with them what he did to Israel, and he's going to do with them what he did with Israel. It's in the book of Revelation. It's called the tribulation. And so Israel is much being the natural boughs, the natural olive. How much easier will it be for God to restore them to their rightful place? It's easy. We're the interlopers as a nation, if you will, the United States, Russia, Europe, any country in Europe, what have you. We're all the usurpers nationally. So God's going to chop us out nationally and put Israel back nationally, and it's going to be easy. We think, oh, it's hard, God's done with Israel. No, it's easy, because they're the natural olive tree. They're the natural boughs. Enoch now, if a wild graft can be introduced into a cultivated tree with good results, how much better will it be to graft back the good branches? The secret that Israel's present condition is not permanent, but only until all who were chosen or called out of the nations has never been generally believed. Isn't that the truth? Hence, the haughty attitude of Christendom toward Israel. Isn't that interesting? Going to look into this further tomorrow, and we're going to go down to that verse, until, that this hardness on Israel's come until. Until what? I think you're going to be excited to find out.